Move on with the top five. The leader of Yemen's Ansarullah movement says that the new government in the country will serve the entire nation. Al-Houthi added that the new government will boost national unity despite threats posed by the country by Al-Qaeda. He also said that fuel subsidies will be restored and economic reforms will be implemented. The leader of the Yemeni revolutionaries thanked the Yemeni army and security forces for the role that they played in the country's revolution. Al-Houthi hailed Yemen's armed forces for refusing to protect corrupt figures in the government and not suppressing the widespread anti-government protests over the past month. Yusuf Meyer, correspondent, joins us from the capital, Sana'a, to tell us more about what Abdulmalik al-Houthi has said and, of course, the ongoings there in Yemen. Yusuf Meyer, obviously, that was a great speech there by al-Houthi congratulating the Yemenis. Tell us a little bit about that. And the big question now is about these economic reforms and, for example, fuel subsidies to be restored. When will these things happen?
Yes, well, as you mentioned, the speech basically highlighted the upcoming steps of the September 21st revolution, a revolution the Houthi leader declared a revolution of the Yemeni people, which launched from day one free of all types of foreign intervention. And this is why he mentioned that this revolution was successful in meeting the demands of the Yemeni people and for beginning the process to cleanse the country and the institutions from corruption. One of the things that he stressed was that there will be an economic committee which will be established to resuscitate the Yemeni economy and possibly restore fuel subsidies. The Yemeni government previously increased the prices to 4,000 Yemeni riyals. Abdulmalik al-Houthi and this revolution was able to cut that price hike to 3,000 Yemeni riyals. And the ultimate goal is to, of course, bring it back to 2,500 Yemeni riyals, something which is suitable for the Yemeni people. And basically, he said that the revolution will continue to uproot government corruption and to assure that the demands of the Yemeni people will be implemented. He also mentioned the southern people of Yemen are basically people who have been oppressed under the previous regime of Ali Abdullah Saleh, and also the regime of the transitional government, which will be ousted within the next 30 days. And so basically, he's reaching out his hand to the Yemeni people, also to his to the Houthis' enemies who engaged with them in the war in Saada in 2004 to 2010. He's basically telling them that this revolution does not have an objective to get revenge on those who waged the war against the Houthis, and instead he's reaching out his hand to these factions and letting them know that this is their country, this is their revolution as well. And he called on them to take part in the process of uprooting government corruption and establishing an independent Yemeni government, which will put into operation the latest agreement which has been signed by the Houthis and the Yemeni government.
Yusuf Meyer from Sana'a, many thanks. Moving on with the top five.